Hello, I'm Daniel Schottler for the Royal Purple Sports section. And before the UW-Whitewater women's basketball team gets set to tip off their season against the University of Chicago on November 15th at 2 p.m., I had a chance to sit down with Warhawks women's basketball coach Carrie Carollo and talk about the team going into the season.
Last year, your team was 27-5, 16-0 in the WIAC in the regular season champs, back-to-back Final Fours. Just recap the last year's season.
Sure. Yeah, it was a wonderful year. We had just a great group of women that really sold out to, you know, working together and believing in each other. And so when that happens, along with some pretty talented women as far as skill goes, then, you know, great things can happen. And so we were really blessed to have, you know, a great group that took us a long way, and a lot of great memories for our basketball program and for our university, and we're really proud of all of the things that they were able to accomplish.
Last year, going off of last year, you had 8 seniors last year. Obviously, Merg and Phil made their mark on the program, maybe Mary a little bit more than others. But talk about losing them for this year and how you can replace them.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think that you ever really can replace great players. You know, they all are unique and different and skilled in different ways. And, you know, Mary did some wonderful things, you know, breaking the scoring record and all-conference player. You know, she did a lot for us as far as scoring goes, you know. And then Caitlin Thill is the first ever All-American that we've ever had in the history of our program to be a first-team All-American. So that is going to be, you know, a challenge to kind of move forward from that. But then also Amy Mandrell being an All-American as well. So we, you know, we've been blessed in the last, you know, 10 years to have just great athletes and great players that have really been dedicated to our program. So like I said, I don't think that you can really ever replace people like that. What we have to do moving forward is we have to create new identities of new players that are going to fill those roles and step up and be able to score for us and defend for us and rebound for us and do all the things that that we're used to in our program and the tradition of our program. So we're excited for the future. We're excited for this group that we have this year, and we're looking forward to creating some new Mary Mergs and Caitlin Thills and Amy Mandrells.
Going off of what you were saying,
kind of fit those pieces together and see how they all work. But we have a lot of talent. We have a lot of young talent.
For your top four scorers last year, where do you think the production is going to come from this year?
Yeah, it's going to come from a lot of different places. You know, I think we're going to have a pretty solid post game inside. I'm really excited for Lisa and a couple of our freshmen. And EJ, Emily Jensen, sorry, has come a long way. She's doing a lot of nice things for us around the rim. And she's really matured a lot. So we're looking for her to kind of step up and be that next post player to fill that role. So
the next Courtney Kumerow.
Yeah, we're looking for that for sure. You know, and we were blessed last year to have Kristen Ruckty come in at semester and kind of fill that void, I guess you could say, for half of the year. But in the first half of the year, we didn't really have that true five last year. So this year, I think we really do. We've got Emily, like I said, and then we have a freshman that came in. She's about 6'1". Kate McKay is her name, and she's a big, strong body. She's built a lot like Courtney was, and she's doing wonderful things. So if we can get past the mentality of that we're young and focus on our talent and our ability level, I think we're going to be in a good place.
Okay. Speaking of going back-to-back Final Fours the last 2 years, I believe 3 in the last 7, what will it take for this team to get back to where you've been at the last few seasons?
Well, the level of expectation is going to be really important. And that's something that we talk about the very first day that we meet, in that we expect to play at that level every day in practice, and that we need to work hard to improve every single day, at least one aspect of our game. If it's team chemistry, if it's defense, if it's offense, whatever it is, we have to continue to improve every single day. And then we set that level of expectation to get to the Final Four and to get into the national tournament every single year. So I think that when they understand coming into this program, they know that that's what we expect and how hard they have to work. So I guess you could say the groundwork has already been laid when they were recruited. That's something that we talk to all of our recruits about, is that, you know, if you decide to come to Whitewater, this is a place where you're going to expect to work hard to win conference championships and to win, get into the national tournament. So I guess I would have to say the groundwork has been laid, and hard work is what it's going to take to get to that point, and because talent is definitely there.
All right.